Thank you. We again come to you with our studies in the little prophet Jonah as found in your Old Testament. We have been taking up in our last lesson the prophetic picture in this book with respect to the nation Israel. Remember that this is one of the great teachings of the book of Jonah. What Jonah should have been to the people of Nineveh, the people of Israel should have been to the nations of the earth. In chapter 1, we have a picture of Jonah, who was commissioned to be a witness, to carry God's message to the people of Nineveh. And you remember, he ran away from the presence of the Lord, ended up in the fish. Likewise, it's a picture also of the nation Israel. What Jonah should have been to the people of Nineveh, Israel should have been to the nations of the earth. And God called them to do that very thing. This was why they were set apart from the rest of the nations of the earth. And then we took up chapter 2, where we have the nation of Israel under the judgment of God because of their disobedience. And just as Jonah was not digested in the fish because God was with him, likewise the nation of Israel has not been assimilated by the nations of the earth. God has deliberately planned this in his sovereignty. He has taken care of them wherever they went, whether it was in Egypt or Babylon or Persia or Russia or wherever they are. God is always with his people. Now, I am well aware of the fact that the Lord had prophesied in Deuteronomy and in Jeremiah that when they were scattered among the nations of the earth, they would be called a byword and a proverb. But even though that were true, God was still with them and will be until God's purpose for them is finished. As the book of Luke chapter 21 verse 24 says, Jerusalem shall be trodden down under the foot of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be filled full. Now we come to chapter 3, where Jonah was recommissioned, as it were, raised from the dead. Recommissioned. You remember in chapter 2, he cried out, salvation is of the Lord. And when Israel as a nation comes to that place, and they will come to that place, where they will recognize that they need the Lord. In fact, they're going to be surrounded by their enemies, and their only hope is up. And they will look for the coming of their Messiah to deliver them. And the joy is that there will be national repentance. Salvation indeed is of the Lord. And he's going to restore them into their land, and he's going to make them the leading nation among the nations of the earth. Now, you may not like that, but this is true. So let us come down to the scriptures and find out the prophecy in the Word of God concerning the restoration of Israel and what God will do with them. Now, it's rather remarkable that the first mention made of the coming of the Lord, that is, his coming to the earth, is in Deuteronomy chapter 30. And I read in verse 3, that then the Lord will, God will turn thy captivity. He's been talking about the fact in verse 1, how that he was going to drive them among the nations of the earth. And then they would return to the Lord and obey his voice. Then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven to the uttermost parts of the heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. That's what he's going to do. We're not question about that. Now, if you turn to the prophet Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 3 to 6, I read these words, I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase, and I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness, Jehovah Tsidkenu. In verse 8, they're going to say, the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led that seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all the countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Now let me read you another passage, and I think you'll notice this one. And the prophet Ezekiel, I'm only picking up three or four passages just to clinch this one truth, that God is going to restore Israel as a nation to the place where she ought to be. In the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, commonly known as the Valley of Dry Bones, you will remember it says this, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And in verse 2, I find that they were very dry. Verse 3, and he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he to me, prophesy unto the wind, unto the ruah. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, or to the spirit, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, our hope is lost, we are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open up your graves. I will cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Jehovah when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Now notice he's talking about the resurrection of the nation Israel. Take, for example, in chapter 24, the preceding chapter, verse 24. I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries, and I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Now take away your stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and so on. Here you have the promise of God concerning the nation Israel. Now it's rather remarkable that you're going to ask the question, when shall these things be? Now, you know, it's an amazing thing how often we miss little wee verses in the scripture. Do you know when the Lord's going to return back to the earth? Do you know? Yes. He's going to come back to the earth and restore Israel when Israel, the nation, calls for him. Allow me to read from the book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15, and running into chapter 6. I will go, says God, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In that affliction, in that tribulation, in that trouble, they will seek me earnestly, saying, Come, and let us return to the Lord. For he hath torn us, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. That's rather remarkable, is it not? That Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish. As far as life was concerned, he was out of the picture. And so for over 1900 years, the Jews have been scattered among the nations of the earth. And yet the Lord says in the book of Hosea, I'm going to go and return to my place until they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, in their trouble. Or as Jeremiah says, in the time of Jacob's trouble. In their trouble, they will seek me earnestly, saying, Come, let us return to the Lord. He's torn us, but he'll heal us. He has smitten us, he's going to bind us up. And after 2 days, he will revive us. And the third day, we shall be raised up, and we shall live in his sight. Rather remarkable picture, is it not? May I quote to you from the 23rd chapter of Matthew, the last two or three verses, when the final words of Jesus to the nation Israel, when he said, Behold, I leave your house desolate, for I say unto you, you shall not see me again, until you shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, it's rather remarkable, is it not, that here we have in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, God declaring that he will not return to the nation Israel until they call for him, and he will not return to the earth until the nation calls for him. When? The third day he's going to raise them up, and they shall stand in his sight. So I say in the book of Jonah, in chapter 1, you have Israel commissioned to do a job to the Gentile nations, and they spurn their job. They ran away from their commission. They ran from the presence of the Lord. In chapter 2 of Jonah, Jonah's experience in the fish, as far as life was concerned, he was gone. And so Israel as a nation has been swallowed up among the nations of the earth. And as Ezekiel 37 says, I will bring you out of your graves. He's talking about the nation. He's been saying, this is the house of Israel and the house of Judah. He's going to restore them. And he's going to recommission them. Now allow me again to quote that passage from Acts 15, 13 to 18, when it says, Peter said, God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. James here is talking and quoting Peter. And after this, after he's through gathering the church and finishing the job of building a church, which he's going to take to himself, after this I will return and I will regather Israel and build up again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I'm going to take them. What for? That he might lead the rest of people into the knowledge of God. This is their job. Or if you take the book of Romans chapter 11, you remember in verses 25 to 27, where it speaks of the fact that the fullness of the Gentiles, blindness in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. That's the church. And then after this, what? So all Israel shall be saved. After God purges out the rebels and the unbelievers among the Jews, he's going to restore the nation. He's going to forgive all their trespasses and sins. He's going to restore them and make a new covenant with them. He's going to return. For out of Zion shall come forth the deliverer, and so all Israel shall be saved. This is the nation. Now, what is going to be their job? When Jonah was delivered from the fish, he's recommissioned to preach to the people of Nineveh. And remember, it was a message of judgment. Likewise, the remnant of Israel, whom God preserves, He's going to use them to be his witness to the nations of the oneness of God. And as Isaiah 26 says, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants thereof learn righteousness. Now allow me, if I may be allowed to do this, in Isaiah chapter 2, this amazing passage in Isaiah chapter 2, with respect to what God's going to do in that day. Chapter 2 of Isaiah, starting the second verse, I read, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. We will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Now this hasn't taken place in 1900 years. In fact, it hasn't taken place in more than 2500 years. This is what's going to happen. The people of the different nations are going to come, and they're going to come to Jerusalem to be taught the things of the Lord. In verse 4, he goes on to say, and he, that is the Lord, will judge among the nations, and he shall rebuke many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. You see, here you have a marvelous promise concerning this. When you go to chapter 43, after the restoration of Israel, and by the way, one would like to spend time on that, where the Lord says, I will bring thy seed from the east, I'm going to gather you from the west, I'm going to say to the north, give up, I will say to the south, don't you hold back, bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. And remember, he goes on to say in verse 7, for I have created him, that's Israel, for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. In verse 10, and you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. And he goes on to speak of how they are to be God's witnesses to the nations of the earth. In the prophet Isaiah chapter 61, verses 4 to 6, you have the same marvelous fact that the whole nation are going to be priests unto God. And you have this in verses 4 to 6 of the fact they're going to be cleansed from all their unrighteousness. Amazing thing. And in chapter 61, may I read those verses? And they shall build up the waste places, they shall raise up the former desolations, they shall repair the waste cities, and so on. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of God. And you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Here again you have an amazing picture, and may I give you one further one. And this is in the prophet Zechariah. This is an amazing passage. What God is going to do with Israel. Allow me to read the last two or three verses of Zechariah chapter 8. I read, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. My friends, I have never yet seen this happen, neither have you. In all the history of Israel, I have never heard of the Gentiles laying hold of Jews and saying, we're going to go with you because God is with you. Having spurned their call to the Gentile nations and having been scattered among the nations, God is going to restore the nation. He's going to make a new covenant with them, and they're going to be priests unto the Lord, the whole nation. And they're going to be God's witnesses to the Gentile nations of the earth. And it's the wonderful thing in store for Israel. And remember, they are as eternal the nation is as eternal as the new heavens and the new earth which God is going to make. You find that in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22. And you find it also in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 35 to verse 37. They are as eternal as the new heavens and the new earth which the Lord shall make. Now may the Lord bless you as you read this wonderful story of Jonah.